Hey family, and on this episode of Politically Incorrect, we'll be talking about how physical activity could actually impact your life, impact you positively, get you out of depression, and all around just basically make you a better individual. So I'm going to talk to you guys, give you guys basics, and I want you to be able to build up a habit of being able to work out on a daily basis. And I'm going to break down what habits are and how they actually impact your exercise routine and basically your lifestyle. All right, and just to start off this episode, I just quickly want to say, if you're fat and you're not working out, I think it's your fault. I think it's the habits you've developed through your life that's basically impacted you in a negative way. Whatever habits you have are not necessarily positive habits. And you may not have any bad habits, but you have an absence of a good habit. And I just also wanted to break down what habits are for you guys today. And I also wanted to basically teach you guys how to build better habits and how to be able to adjust and just make sure that you're following those habits and you're able to live a better lifestyle. So just to get started, I know most of you guys, if you haven't, you most likely should go ahead and read the book Atomic Habits. What basically that does for you is it teaches you how to build habits and basically goes into the concept of habit stacking and information like that that ultimately help you out and help you build better lives and greater habits. It's written by an amazing guy. I forget what his name is, but if you haven't heard about it, go check out the book Atomic Habits. It's amazing. It'll impact your life. It'll change the way you process things and how you behave ultimately. So just to get started, the first thing I like to mention is, like I just mentioned to you guys, most people, when they start working out or they start trying to lose weight, the first thing they want to do is they want to put a goal that they want to achieve. And goals are fine. The only problem with goals is that they never actually help you get to your goal. What helps you get to your goal is the systems you have in place to actually make that goal come alive. So you have to build habits in those systems to be able to make that goal actually, for you guys to be able to reach that goal. You want to be able to make that goal come to fruition. So the first thing I want to help you guys out with today is, goals are an amazing thing to set, but don't focus solely on the goal. Focus on your system. Focus on the process. If you're a bit overweight, think about your environment. Think about what you have in the fridge. Think about basically how your environment impacts your habits, you know? So if you want something to eat, if you had a bunch of snacks at home, the first thing you'd probably do would be to pick up a snack, right? If you feel a bit of an inkling to eat something, you probably pick up a snack. But if you think about moving all those snacks out and replacing it with fresh fruits, if you want to eat something, most likely you're going to pick up fruits. And there's actually been a study done on this where they had a bunch of people at a hospital, a bunch of nurses and clients and people coming in for treatments, and they swapped out all the I think the whole point of the experiment was to get people to consume more water. So what they did was they hid all the pop drinks and hid other drinks ultimately, and they wanted people to get access to water a bit better. So now they put up more stands of water. They put the water at the top shelves and put pop drinks at the bottom shelves, so people didn't want to bend down to pick it up. So just the ease of accessibility increased the volume of sales for the water by like 60% in the first week or something like that. Something outrageous. So you have to realize that your environment also shapes your actions, it shapes your habits, and shapes your identity as well. And secondly, the most important thing I want you guys to actually do after you listen to this podcast, I want you to pick up a piece of pen and paper, or you could just open up the notes app in your phone. I want you to go ahead and define who you are. So if you're someone who wants to lose weight, you don't just go ahead and set a goal for maybe 200 pounds or 180 pounds or whatever your goal may be. You go ahead and put in a goal like, I am a athlete, or I am an athlete who would like to build better definition in my body. I'm an athlete who would like to lose a bit of weight. So what that does for you is it changes your mindset. It sets you up as an individual who carries out those activities. So now you're no longer just going to the gym. You are someone who goes to the gym. You're an athlete who goes to the gym. So your identity changes. And how you actually reinforce that identity is by doing something every day to reinforce that identity. So that's where the habit building comes in. I want you guys to go ahead and set aside time. And what you're going to do is you already have something you do. So I don't know, it might be coffee drinking in the morning, or it might be taking a lunch at work, or taking a lunch when you work from home, whatever it may be. Once you have that habit that you already do on a daily basis, you want to go ahead and habit stack. And what habit stacking is basically is creating a second habit on top of first habit. So whatever your first habit is, let's say you drink a cup of coffee, immediately what you want to do is, what do athletes do? You ask yourself, what do athletes do? And it's pretty simple. Athletes exercise, right? So because you're trying to be an athlete, what you want to do on a daily basis is basically put a coin in a jar for becoming an athlete. After a while, you perform a certain amount of actions, it reinforces the fact that you think you're an athlete. So whether it be one push-up you want to do after you go ahead and drink your cup of coffee, if you want to do 10, do 10. But I want you to do something easy enough for you to do it repeatedly. And the fact that you do it repeatedly reinforces that mental image of who you are, or who you are becoming. And once you build that habit, you actually start to believe that you are this person. So when workouts come, or rather when you want to work out, you don't feel like it's some esoteric thing. You'd work out because you believe you're an athlete. So you basically keep adding things to the jar and then keep increasing that number. And over time, you're going to find yourself working out full workouts and believing that you are the type of person who works out. So ultimately, what you want to do is either habit stack, or you can just create a brand new habit, by yourself, right? So guys, I want you to take that in. I want you to try and implement that. If you do have any success with it, reach out to me and let me know. If you don't have any success with it, you could also let me know as well. Regardless, I am definitely open to hearing what you guys have to say. But if you do this on a consistent basis and you make it a habit, so every time you drink a cup of coffee, or you wake up in the morning, or you take a shower, whatever it may be, I want you to try and add a habit right there. So whatever you do as a habit, you want to do the action immediately after. And if your goal is to lose weight, don't focus on just the number. Focus on the systems. So now that you have gone ahead and created a habit of doing 5 push-ups when you wake up in the morning, you want to go ahead and make sure that you're also cleaning out your environment and making sure that you have food in your fridge that's healthy food. You don't want things that are unhealthy, so that way you are consuming healthier foods, and you are definitely going to hit that goal if you create a system and you create a pathway for your success. If you're looking at just a number on a board and you get sporadic motivation, or you have moments of motivation and you act and you go to the gym in that moment, and the next day you do nothing, it's not going to work. The people who are successful at whatever they do are people who are consistent and make their actions a habit. So I want you guys to take the information I've just provided to you, because that is the key to success, all right, at whatever it is you want to do. So do that on a daily basis, and you're going to see everything turn around for you going forward. Thank you guys for listening today. See you guys later. Hey, motherfuckers. We do know that the podcast is not at studio level quality, and there's still random noises coming through. We definitely want to make sure it's studio level quality for you guys, and we are going towards that, so you can support in whichever way you can, so we can make those things happen. And I just wanted to let you guys know that you should go have a great day. Try the things I mentioned in this podcast, because they will definitely impact your life. I promise you 1,000% they will impact your life. All you need to do is just follow through. And have a great day, guys.